Mr. President of Sector. Is that correct?
Secretary of Tourism.
Secretary of Tourism. I would like to ask, last year there was an interview with you, I had a chance. What changed since 1 year from Acapulco to here in Mexican tourism? You can send me some arranged new projects, tourist arrivals, income with dollars, something.
Well, that in you're talking about Acapulco?
No, I mean Mexican tourism. Oh, in 1 year, what changed? Okay. Acapulco, we did.
Well, we have increased our hotel capacity. We have been built about 22,000 new hotel rooms every year. We have increased the international connectivity with air connectivity, especially with Istanbul. It was a very successful option that we started since 2019, and now those flights have been increased a lot, yes. You know.
More than daily, as well.
Of course. And also, we have increased the tourism product. There is a new tourism that is, the tourism profile have been changed since the pandemic. After the pandemic, now the tourism that is coming from different parts of the world, they're expending more money. That's the reason that last year we received 28.4 billion dollars. It means 14% more versus 2019.
How many tourists, international tourists, arrived in last year? How many?
Well, last year was 39.4. But what we take care is not about the amount of the tourist flow. What we are taking care is the spill of the economic spill the tourist flow is doing. By this way, it had been increased with the amount that I already told you.
Okay, what is your target for this year, end of this year? You, how many tourists you wait and how
income? About 40 million, but we used to have 45 in 2019.
Yeah.
But
I repeat,
what we want is the COVID, gamma tourism that is expanding more money and it represents more benefit for the local population.
Yeah.
So what we are expecting is more than $31 billion related with the expense that is going to be for the tourism next
year. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you very much for coming
in. Thank you.
Thank you.